The Music Hall with Sonny Tufts, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids, John Scott Trotter, Ken Carpenter, the Sons of the Pioneers, and as a special guest tonight and henceforth the master of the hall, George Murphy.
And here are Marilyn Maxwell and Sonny Tufts.
By the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh, how happy we'll be.
When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will wade or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water.
Over and over and then up for air, far is rich, mar is rich, so now what do we care?
Beside the sea, beside the seaside,
by the beautiful sea.
Over
and under and then up for air. Mar is rich.
So now what do we care? I love to be beside your side.
Beside the seaside.
By
the beautiful sea.
Gee, you know, Marilyn, it sure is fun to sing with you because... Well, singing with you seems to give me something.
What?
I don't know. I haven't got it yet.
Oh, you're awfully sweet, Sonny.
Yeah, I know. But, well, as much as I enjoy being here, I've got to get back to Paramount to make a picture. So my friend George Murphy's taking over the old hall. Good old George Murphy, that charming, unassuming, shy, modest...
Okay, Bob, I'll take it from there.
George Murphy!
And Sonny, you were peddling something when I came in, I believe.
Now, let's see. Getting back to the business at hand, just what has been your official capacity around here, Sonny?
Well, it's hard to say, George. Since Bing left, I've just been sort of filling in, you know.
And John Scott Trotter?
Oh, you know what I've been doing.
Sort of filling out.
Now that I've checked the dope, I'd like to make some improvements to surprise Crosby when he returns. Now, let's see. John Scott Trotter, how many songs do you play every week?
Two.
Well, from now on, you'll do four. That'll give Crosby something to think about. Marilyn, how many songs do you generally do?
One.
Well, from now on, you do three. That'll give Crosby something to think about. Anything else?
Well, the Sons of the Pioneers.
How many sons are there?
Five.
That'll give Crosby something to think about. Marilyn Maxwell's gonna sing Dance with a Dolly. Sing it, honey. Sing it.
As I was walking down the street, I met somebody who was mighty neat, mighty fine to see. He asked me, would I like to have a talk, make some talk. All the others standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight, gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in the stocking, while the knees keep a knocking and the toes keep a rocking. Dance with a dolly with a hole in the stocking, dance by the light of the moon.
Mama, put the cat out. Worked all day, gonna get out, and I won't be home until dawn.
I'm gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in my stocking, while our knees keep on a knocking and our toes keep a rocking. I'm gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in my stocking. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance tonight by the light of the moon. Of the silvery moon. By the light of the moon. Gonna dance tonight by the light of the moon. By the light of the moon. Of the silvery moon.
Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers take to the hills and pay tribute to a quiet spot loved by all who know the great outdoors, the Timber Trail.
Timber!
Timber!
The whispering pines entwine along the timber.
pioneers. You know, we toughs always go for songs from the great outdoors. How about the Murphys, George?
Well, we don't care which side of a door a song's on.
I guess maybe I'm just sentimental because I got my start outdoors.
Left on a doorstep, eh?
No, I was referring to my life at Yale.
Oh, I didn't know you studied at Yale.
They study there?
Well, there was a rumor. At least that's what I was told.
Who told you that?
The dean. You see, I went there, too.
Yeah, well, I devoted all my time to athletics while I was there, and I must say I've never regretted choosing the outdoor life.
Well, with me, it wasn't a matter of choice, exactly. When I was at Yale, I was forced to be an outdoor man.
Your health?
No, my landlady.
Sounds like you didn't find athletics very profitable.
Well, judge for yourself. When my college football days were over, I became a vaudeville hooker. Say, what did you do?
Sold refrigerators.
Oh. You know, I was thinking it over. Maybe we should have gone to school the rest of the year as well as just during football season.
Yeah, I sure miss college and the old game.
Oh, I do too, Sonny. I do too. I'll never forget the last game I played in. Oh, I was going great that day. Before I came out of the huddle, I threw 14 passes.
How could you do that?
Dice were hot. Pirate's pistol.
Yeah, I'll never forget my first time I played against Harvard. I can see it now. What a play. It's first down, 10 to go. The ball is snapped. I get it. Hesitate for a moment to look over the field. And then second down and 15 to go.
Wish I could have gotten a hold of you in your high school days, Sonny. I could have made a real football hero out of you. Why, I can see it all now.
Yeah, I can.
You can't? Well, you can see it, can't you, Ken?
Why, sure, George. I can see the football field of good old Knee-Socket High School, known affectionately to the student body as Knee High. You know, George, it was this school that gave the world such fine athletes as Lightfoot Larry Humperdinck. He ran the mile in a quarter. That's a record that still stands. It also gave the world that fine swimmer, Snoqualmie Quackendale, who made the Hall of Fame by staying underwater 31 days. Still a world's record, too. You know, sometimes I wonder whatever became of Quackendale. The school has taken to football in characteristic rousing fashion, and thus far has a perfect score for the season. 3 games played, 3 games lost. And as we approach the playing field of old Knee High, we find the new coach, known affectionately as Crusher Murphy, getting acquainted with his team. His first game with them happens to be the big game of the season, against their traditional archenemy, Cocoa-Wallis High School, known affectionately as Coach High. Coach Murphy speaks to them man to man, as one friend to another.
Now listen, you juvenile delinquents. This year we're going to take Coke. For the last time, I'll explain this new play. Now the quarterback starts running with the lemon, and the left guard runs right beside him with the hot water.
Well, what kind of a play is that?
The T formation.
Say, Coach, can I explain a play I saw used by Peoria University last season?
Never mind, P.U. How did you bums line up last year?
Right end, right tackle, right guard, Yuki, Carpenter, and Tuff. Left guard, left tackle, and left end, John Scott Trotter.
Don't say that, Sonny. I'm sure Coach Murphy only has to take one look at me to see that I'm a fullback.
Yeah, and a full front, too.
I'm glad you're the new coach here, sir. The last one we had was impossible.
How so, Trotter?
Well, I didn't mind when he wanted me to tackle, and I didn't mind when he wanted me to kick, but finally he went too far.
What did he want you to do?
Run around my own den.
What an imagination he had. Well, Trotter, your troubles are over. I'm taking you out of the backfield.
Why, sir?
The field don't go back that far. Now then, Tufts, the records show here that you served this team for 3 years, so they've asked me to present you with this letter.
Gee, thanks. But, gee, it's an awful little one after 3 years. How come I get such a small letter?
Female. Tell me, you were the star around here last year.
Yes, I was.
Who called the signals?
I did.
Who ran the end?
I did.
Who scored all the points?
Our opponents.
And I know why. With the material you got around here. Carpenter,
How come you're out for football at all? The manpower shortage can't be that bad.
Well, perhaps I would be of more use as a cheerleader.
Great. Lead yourself out of here and I'll cheer.
Now, Coach, just a minute. Permit me to demonstrate my ability by reciting a cheer of my own composition, which I feel sure would incite a vast amount of enthusiasm from the assembled masses. How? Rickety snake, rickety tape, push us around and we'll crush a grape. Rock!
That's a bit messy, isn't it? You'll never do, Carpenter. By the way, who is our cheerleader?
That's Marilyn Maxwell, Coach, the pretty girl over there running up and down with the lines.
Oh, yes. If I may say so. Those aren't bad lines running up and down that pretty girl.
Here she comes.
Who's afraid?
I don't want to intrude, Coach Murphy, but I did want to know how you like our boys. Last year's coach used to say they play like one man.
They still do. I'd like to get them to play like 11.
You're the most masterful coach we've ever had.
Oh, Miss Maxwell. And you're just in time to watch me demonstrate my new place kick. Carpenter, hold the ball.
Oh! What kind of a place kick is that?
Usual kick, usual place. Now I want all you guys to line up and practice that kick and do it in rhythm. I'll count. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick.
Hey, Coach, do you think that'll really improve our kicking?
No, but it may help your conga.
Conga, fat chance I get out and do any dancing. It'd keep me too tired for a date, even if I could take the time off while we're in training.
Now, that's gratitude for you. Why, if it wasn't for football, none of you lugs would ever get a date. Now, here's one thing I want you to remember.
You gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girl.
You gotta be a touchdown getter, you bet, if you wanna get a baby to pet.
The fact that you are rich or handsome won't get you anything in curl.
You gotta be a football hero to get along with a beautiful girl.
You gotta be a football hero to get along with a beautiful girl.
In spite of all $1 million can do, a tackle or two will mean more to you.
If you can make the winning touchdown, you'll never have to buy them pearls.
You gotta be a football hero to get along with a beautiful girl.
Baby, maybe baby's found somebody.
diary. Whenever I hear, I'll see you in my dream. I sometimes wonder if the day will come when that's the only place I'll see Sonny. Mother says she can't even see him there. Life used to be so simple, just like Sonny. But lately, it's been kind of complicated. Ever since the night he ran into his old school chum, George, and brought him along. We sat there in the dark on the old porch swing, and the two boys talked about old times over my shoulder. Sonny's friend was really quite nice, and he seemed to understand Sonny so well. I remember that Sonny had often told me that they'd do anything for one another. I guess George remembered it, too, when he said...
Hey, Sonny, how'd it be if we had some ice cream, huh? My treat.
Jeez, well, George, thanks.
Oh, that's nothing. Here's the change. Get it at the drugstore downtown.
Downtown? Why can't I get the drugstore on the corner? It'll take me half an hour to get downtown.
I know. But they have better ice cream downtown. And, you know, after all, I want your girl to have the very best.
Gee, George, thanks. And before I go, I know you're the kind of a friend that I can trust when my back's turned.
Sure thing, Sonny, sure thing.
No offense, George, but you wouldn't try to double-cross a pal. I mean, take something that's really his.
Oh, so you don't trust us?
Well, I don't... Just want to make sure how you feel.
Oh, forget it. Forget it, Sonny. You know you can trust me any old time.
Okay, then. I guess it's okay to leave him a cigarette.
Goodbye, Sonny.
Don't think he heard you.
It's nice here on the swing, isn't it?
You know, just sitting here a second gives me an idea.
Really?
Sure. I just thought of something I'd sure like to do.
What, Mr. Murphy?
Oh... Just call me George. No kidding, though. You'll want it, too, after I do what's on my mind.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to make everything a lot more comfortable around here for everybody.
What are you going to do?
Get an oil can and fix that squeak.
While Sonny's gone, we could go inside and dance.
Oh, no, let's don't do that.
What would you like to do?
Well, could you sit over here just a little bit closer?
Well, do you think I should?
Sure. What not? I just want you to put your arm around here and lay your hand on my shoulder.
Why, George?
Oh, come on. Come on. Don't be silly. That's it. That's it.
Well, my hand's on your coat shoulder. Now what?
How do you like that material for $22.50?
Honey! Ice cream, all right, boy. I got it, boy.
Well, Sonny, you sound so different. Is anything wrong?
Plenty. I know when somebody's trying to put something over on me, boy.
Why, Sonny?
Now, listen, Sonny, don't jump at conclusions.
Look, when I came back, I can see with my own eyes. The minute I got back here, I realized I've been made a fool of.
Why, Sonny, don't say that.
I will, too. That dumb clerk gave me pistachio and I asked for Tutti Frutti.
Thank you.
saw a youth and a maiden on a lonely city street, and thought them lovers at their meeting place. Until as I drew near, I heard the girl's sad voice entreat. The one who heeded not her tear-strained face. I only ask you, Jack, to do your duty, that it is all. You know you promised that we should be wed. And when he said, you shall not want whatever may befall, she spurned the gold he offered her and said, take back your gold, for gold can never buy me. Take back your bribe and promise you'll be true. Give me the love, the love that you deny me. Make me your wife, that's all I ask of you. Take back the Jack, Jack.
Gold can never buy me.
Your money's no good.
Take back your bride.
Take it away.
Promise you'll be true.
Give me the love.
I know.
The love that you denied me.
You're gonna be a heathen.
Make me a wife, that's all I ask of you. You better get a lawyer.
Take back your gold.
Cause gold can never buy me.
The lady with the ring.
Take back your bride.
Take it away.
And promise you'll be true. In writing on the dotted line, you're gonna be a snickeroo.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.